Let's open our Bibles.
Ngativurei mabhaibheri edu.
To the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
Kubhuku ra Efeso chitsauko 4.
We'll read one verse there.
Chaverenga verse imwe kuna va Efeso 4.
Whereof he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Ephesians chapter 4,
Ephesians chapter 4,
verse 8.
Verse 8. Naizozo unoti, wakakwira kumsoro, akatapa utapwa, akapavanu zipo.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word. You may take your seats.
Ishevaropa fadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo garai zvenyu pasi.
I'm glad this morning to be in church.
Ndinofara mangwanana ano kuve muchurch.
I believe the same is happening to you.
Ndinotenda kuti mune mufaro mumwe chetewo.
We always receive that which we are expecting.
Tinowanzogamuchira izvo zvatiri kutarisira.
But today,
asinasi,
we want to, those thoughts that do not want to believe, those are the ones that we want to take captive.
Pfungwa dzisingadi kutenda, ndodzatiroda kutapa. Amen.
There are things sometimes that control you.
Pane zvimwe zvinhu dzimwe nguva zvinokutungamirira iwe.
Even your entire life, sometimes even against your will.
Pamwe upenyu hwako hwese dzimwe nguva unenge usingatozvidi.
You might sometimes have no power to overcome such things.
Dzimwe nguva unenge usina simba rekukunda zvinhu zviri kukutonga izvi.
You become a prisoner to that habit or to that thought or whatever it is.
Wova musungwa kukatsika ikako kana kukapfungwa ikako kana chingava chii hacho chinenge chakakutapa iwe.
The scripture we read this morning is saying,
Gwaro rataverenga mangwanani ano riri kuti,
he ascended up on high.
Wakakwira kumsoro soro.
He led captivity captive.
Akatapa utapa.
This morning we are going to talk about taking captivity captive.
Mangwanani ano zvautaura pamusoro pekutapa utapwa.
So we are talking about things
tikutaura pamusoro pezvinhu
that are controlling you.
Zviri kuku tungamirira zvakakutapa iwe.
Where you have no control over.
Zvausingakwanise kukunda.
But you want, I'm saying this morning, we want to take captivity of those things that have got power over you.
Isu nhasi mangwanano ndiri kuti tinoda kutapa zvinhu zvine simba pamusoro pako.
Imagine something that has control over you.
Chimbofungira chimwe chinhu chine simba kudarika rako iwe.
And then you are saying, I'm taking over that thing which presumably things has got power over you.
Woba wati inini ndakuda kuchitapa zvino chinhu ichi chinofungidzira kuti chine simba pamusoro pangu.
When we are talking taking captivity captive,
patiri kutaura nyaya yekutapa utapwa,
we are saying I'm taking over.
Tiri kuti ndini ndakutonga.
There are some situations,
pane mamwe mamiriro ezvinhu,
which by the look of a natural eye,
ekuti ukatarisa neziso renyama,
you see no way out.
Unototi haa apa hapana kana makundirwa.
But when we talking taking captivity captive,
asi kana takutaura nyaya yekutapa utapwa,
we are talking of issues that you are given the power to overcome.
Tikutaura nyaya yekuti iwe uri kupiwa simba rekukunda.
400 years the children of Israel were in Egypt.
Vana veIsraeri vakaita makore 400 vari muEgipita.
In fact, they were believing that they were captives.
Pachokwadi vaitotenda kuti vanga vari pasi peutapwa.
I'm sure if mommy or daddy was telling the child about their genealogy,
ndotenda kuti pamwe amai kana baba vechiIsraeri vachitaura nemwana wavo pamusoro pedzinza ravo,
they will say, We are captives. We are slaves.
Isisu tingori na apwaoze muno miji Peter.
That's yes, what was being passed on from generation to generation.
Dozo aingo tsana nguriru wakana kutawuriru wa chizaru wacha ingo uya chega chega.
Until it came a time
kusikira paka shika imenguwa
of taking captivity captive.
Ye kutapa utapwa.
One man invasion.
Kunotapwa ne munu mumwe.
That's the other thing also about taking captivity captive.
It's
not a usual, normal, it's something that is out of the ordinary.
As
imagine a one-man invasion. That happens only if you put your trust in the true
God.
When Moses was told by God
Moses
to say, I want you to go take my people out of bondage. In fact, it was taking captivity captive. Remember, he came from heaven, came on earth, died for you, so you could take captivity captive. We are not talking of your power as a human being, but we are talking from power from on high. Read the first quote
in the
message Rapture. So this body sometimes, yes, it takes us, sometimes it makes us to do things that we don't want to do. Even in your natural self, do you think you are going to go into the rapture? Just by just mere circumstances, you know, gravity itself.
But
it's going to happen. Even if a thought comes to you to tell you you are not going to heaven, you take captivity of that captive thought. The prophet says, yielded up the ghost, and when he did, the sacrifice was perfect, and paradise emptied out, and the Old Testament saints came to the earth again, walked around on earth, and entered in with him at his rapture. David said,
David akati,
lift up ye everlasting gates, and be ye lifted up, he led captive, and give gifts unto men. And the Old Testament saints went in with him. They said, who is this king of righteousness? The Lord of glory,
Jehovah wekubwinya,
might in host,
mukuru wehondo,
mighty host,
mukuru wehondo.
Here he comes in marching.
Yeo opinda achifamba.
Jesus led captivity captive.
Yesu akatapwa utapwa.
And here he comes with an Old Testament saints.
Yeo ouya nevatsvene vetestament yekare.
And went in the new gates up there.
Vakapinda magede masakusoro akati,
lift up you everlasting gates, and be ye lifted up, and let the King of glory come in.
Utendere mambo okubwinya apinde.
The voice come in from inside said,
izwira ibva mukati rakati,
who is the King of glory?
Ndianiko mambo wekubwinya?
The Lord mighty in battle.
Jehovah mukuru wehondo.
The gates flew open,
magede akazarurwa,
and Jesus
Uye Jesu,
a conqueror,
mukundu,
led captive.
Akatapa utapwa.
Them that had believed on him.
Awakanga watenda maari Jesu.
And the word had come to them.
Awakanga waingwa neshoko.
There the Old Testament saints laying in there waiting.
Awatseneve Testament kare wakanga
walimo wakamilia. Captive.
Akatapa utapwa.
Ascended on high.
Akakwira kwenda kumsoro.
And took the Old Testament saints and they went in.
Akatora vatsenive testament yekare vakapinda mageda.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zitara
so when we are talking taking captivity captive,
kana isara nyaya kutapa utapwa,
we are not looking even at your natural situation.
Atisikumbotarisa mamirire ezvinhu haunawo hepanyama.
How big or how small it is.
Kuti akakura sei kana kuti maduku sei.
But the ask is, whatever is troubling you or whatever we have no control over, today you have to take charge over that thing.
Chero chiri kukunetsa iwewe, asi tiri kuti nhasi uri kufanira kuchitapa.
It is a scripture, brother and sister.
Igwaro hama yangu hanzanzi.
And we believe the scripture was given through inspiration.
Isu tinotenda kuti magwaro aya akapuwa nekufemerwa.
If you just have the right mental attitude towards end of God's promises, God will bring it to pass. If you just believe it today, to say that which was overcoming me, I'm going to overcome it. It's up to you to say, do you want it to happen while it's in service? Or you might say, I want it after service. If you want next week, the choice is yours. But we are saying, we have to take captivity captive. The devil has no choice. It is given. We have to take it. Praise be the name of the Lord. Also, when we talk in taking captivity captive,
we are
not talking or looking at the faint hearted. It's a do or die situation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do or die situation, you have no choice. You know, sometimes we are put on a corner or right on the wall. Then you realize there is no way out. You know, a corner. So let's assume this side, there is a wall. This side, there is another wall. Behind you there is a wall.
Kuseri kwako kune madziro zvakare.
So three walls.
Saka madziro matata.
There is only one opening right in front of you.
Pangosara pakavhurika bedzi mberi kwako.
And that's where your trouble is.
Ndopa nedambudziko rako ipapo.
So you can't go this way. You can't even go backwards. To the left you can't.
Kuruboshwa haugone kuenda.
The only way is you have to face your enemy. So when we talk in taking captivity captive, you are facing your enemy. You are facing your trouble.
You have to go and face your enemy.
You remember there is what we call these people, muscular people, very strong, gigantic. Hambura makaka, okay. Hambura makaka ipapo.
You have to go through the giants.
Amen.
Amen.
Though these giants may be there.
Kunyange hambura makaka ziripo.
But when we're talking taking captivity captive,
asana,
you're not afraid of those.
Kana tukutaura nyaya yekutapa utapwa, hausi kutya hambura makaka izi.
Also, don't be associated with people that just want to bring people down, that want to bring just unbelief.
You won't
be able to take the activity captive. Look at those spies. Some were saying, most of them, we are not able. We are like grasshopper. Oh, but don't tell that one to Caleb. Don't tell that to Joshua. He will say, we are more than able even now.
Or
Eastly
Tabernacle.
Don't listen to people. Don't listen even to the devil. Who wants to bring you down? Tell the devil. Tell whoever. To say, don't tell me that. Go to the next brother. Go to the next sister. I am here to take captivity captive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Yes, some things, they do come. Even negative thoughts. Negative talks. But today we are saying we have to take captivity captive. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says in the message, the super sign. Praise be the name of the Lord. I'm so glad that I'm a royal seed of Abraham. And I know one thing for sure. I have to possess every gate of the
enemy.
That I'm very clear. When I face situations, I then realize I am a royal seed of Abraham. I know royal blood is flowing within me. And also knowing that I had to take captivity captive, oh brother. Sometimes you have to hunt for those situations. Remember the story we told about that rat that was running away from a cat. For sure, it was running away because it was running away with its life. Until into wine it went. Oh, then he said, no, but I've heard. Taking captivity captive. Then he said, where is that cage? Oh, brother and sister, there are situations where we have to look for those troubles.
Say,
where is that trouble?
What
was troubling me, my ancestors, praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Don't
let the devil take you for a ride. They will take you for a ride. If you allow them. But if you show the devil that you will not allow him to take you on a ride, you are allowed even to disable the strong leg. And then it's really paralyzed.
I'm sure you apana whistle no Boris Wakuz Iowa waiter unfair advantage.
No whistle
will be blown.
Why did it come limping?
For me, I don't feel sorry for trouble. I don't feel sorry for devil. You have to take captivity captive. It is your right, Eastly Tabernacle. It is your right, brother and sister, to overcome. Praise be the name of the Lord. Only overcomers are going to go to heaven. So we have to practice even now. Especially people with issues. You are the people who have to exercise that right away. Praise be the name of the Lord. A paragraph
126. Paragraph 126.
The super sign the prophet says.
Maridzo super sign prophet manot.
Now here comes the royal seed on.
Yo, mbeu yo umambo iri kuuya.
Not only did he possess the gates of the enemy.
Ana kungo tapa bedzi.
But he possess the gates of death, hell, and the grave.
Asi akatapa masuo erufu gehena negua.
Rose up on the third day.
Akamuka zwa nezwa retatu.
And opened up the way.
Akavura mukana.
So the way is open for you, my
Zaka
brother.
My
you just have to walk through, rend the veil from the top to the bottom. It talks of free access. Each time you feel like going to pray, any time of the day or the night, by the renting of the veil. Yes, it means anytime you feel like praying, you can approach his throne of grace. Not like BP or asthma. Where you are told 12 midnight, you have to wake up and do your dosage. It means you are a prisoner. To BP.
Zakureva kuti uri banditi re BP.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By today we are saying, taking captivity captive.
Asina asiri kutapa utapwa.
That BP that
BP
was troubling you.
Yangaichikushusha.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now instead of 12 o'clock waking up to take your tablets.
Iwe pane kuti umike pakati pe husiku unwe mapiritsi.
Some people, even now, without even putting an alarm, 12 midnight, they wake up because they are so used to waking up to take their tablet. But we are saying this day, we are taking captivity captive. You can still wake up. That's 12 midnight. But this time, instead of taking those tablets, you are thanking the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. It is possible, my brother, my sister. If you can only believe it, I challenge you. If you want to continue with your
BP,
you can continue. But if you decide, I am taking captivity captive. By the time you walk out of the door, that BP will have gone. That asthma you have gone. Whatever situation it is, it cannot stand before my God. Praise be the name of the Lord. If you have tried other gods and they failed, try this one of Malachi
4.
Praise be the name of the Lord. I remember one time the prophet, he was bragging about his God. He said when he was walking during the day, talking to different religions in India, each one was saying, my God. This one saying, my God. So there were so many gods. But it came to a time of a
shock.
Praise be the name of the Lord. And then the prophet says, we were talking about various gods. I am giving you first preference. If your God are able to give sight to this blind
person,
we will worship such a God. He was bragging with his God. The reason is he knew they were not able to give sight to that blind man. Then he said there was such silence. I'm sure if you just drop a pin, you could hear the thunder of a pin because of that silence. Devils have to be silenced. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Then Malachi 4, he started.
Malachi 4 ndo batanga.
My God,
Mari wangu ini,
yes, is able to give him sight.
Anokwanisa kusvinudza bofu iri.
Then he said,
ndo bavat,
I will tell you the reason why this blind man is blind. As a human being, he wanted to worship. He thought the sun is a god. So he started gazing at the sun until his sun God gave blindness to his sight. But he said, I worship the true God. Who can give sight to this blind man? Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. That is the God I'm talking about this morning. Who can give sight to the blind? Who can set captives free? This is the God that I'm inviting you this morning. Who takes captivity captive? Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
126. Now here comes the royal seed. Rent the veil from top to bottom and made a way for every man or woman who desired to come him. So as long as you desire to come to him, the way was made already. Praise his holy name.
Amen.
He possessed the gate.
Tapa masu, magete.
Not only did he that,
anakungo tapa magete,
but those who had died
asi, awa, wakanga wafa,
in faith,
mukutenda.
He let captivity captive,
akatapa, utapa,
ascended on high,
akakwira kuenda kumsoro,
and give gifts unto men.
Akapa zvipo kuvanhu.
That's Abraham's super seed.
Ndo mbeu ya Abraham yepamsoro soro.
Abraham super seed.
Abraham,
Abraham super seed.
Abraham,
you are a super seed. Super race. That's the royal seed. Jesus Christ. The super sign. Remember, it was an everlasting sign. A supernatural everlasting sign. Jesus was. He arose from the dead. They could not hold him. Death, hell, nor grave could not hold him. He took captive. Praise be the name of the Lord. You know Malachi 4? I'm so thankful to the Lord for giving us Malachi 4. Maybe some people might even be saying, why do I normally quote? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, some thoughts, they might come.
I
just want to tell you on the natural. Those going to school, I'm sure you write dissertations, your theses, etc.,
etc.
If you want to pass, you have to quote from an authority. You might write a good thesis, but if you don't quote from an authority, I can assure you. In fact, I can even say, you just go right at the end on the references. If there are no references, if there is a good supervisor, he will just mark zero.
Wapedza kutaipa project yako waibinda asa una reference. Supervisor wako kana achinyatsogona basa anongoti zero ku project yako.
If you quote, you've got your references.
Asuka varatidza kuti ndatora kune avamwe manamuzvinafundo.
But also you quote those that are of no renown, those that are not known.
ukatora zvakare iwe dzidzo yako kune vamwe vasingazikanwa vasina mukurumbira.
You will fail.
Unofoira.
It's also not just a matter of courting.
Haisingori nyaya yekutora mashoko evamweka.
But you court from an authority.
Asi unotora mashoko kune vanozikanwa vane mukurumbira.
No wonder why we court from Malachi 4.
Ndosaka isu tichitora kubva kuna Malachi 4.
Approved authority.
Munhu anozivikanwa akaedzwa.
No wonder why we quote from this Bible.
Ndosaka tichitora mashoko kubva
authority.
Rakaedzwa. Amen.
If you quote from approved authority,
ukatora iwe kubva kuna muzvinafundo akaedzwa,
you know for sure you are going to pass.
Unotoziva kuti uchapasa iwe.
So brother and sister,
saka hama hanzvadzi,
as long as I quote from here,
kana ndiri kungotora kubva mubhaibheri,
and from here
ndichitora kubva muspoti,
believe it, you will pass.
Tenda uchapasa.
You will take captivity captive.
Uchatapa utapwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I then understood.
Zvino ndakazonzwisisa.
Why the devil does not want us to read the Bible or even listen to the tape.
Ndosaka diabhori asingadi tiverenge bhaibheri kana kuteerera tape.
Because he knows.
Diabhori anoziva.
You then caught from the authority.
Uchatora kubva kune mwe masimba.
Sister so and so would say, it's written here, taking captivity captive, therefore BP out.
Hanzvadzingana vachaverenga kuti oh tinotapa utapwa. Ah, saka iwe BP buda.
It is possible, my brother, my sister.
Zvinokwanisika hama yangu hanzvadzi.
Don't think
usafunge kuti
it was meant for Daniel.
Zvakanga zvingori zvaDaniel.
No.
Kwete.
Remember, Daniel wanted even to live in this day.
Rangarira Daniel aida kutoraramawo muzuva redu.
The reason he had seen this day.
Chikonzero anga aona zuva redu.
To say Malachi 4 students.
Kuti kunenge kune mastudent aMalachi 4.
And then he said, I also want to quote from Malachi 4.
Neniwo ndodawo kuzove ndichitora kubva kuna Malachi 4.
God had to tell him.
Mwari vakatomudza Daniel.
To say, go thy way, Daniel. Aiwa
Daniel enda parutivi.
The reason is.
Chikonzero ndechekuti.
There was this sister.
Kwaive nehanzvadzi.
There was this brother.
Kwaive na brother.
Who God knew.
Vaizikanwa naMwari.
We are going to do exploits.
Vachaizoita mabasa makuru.
We are going to take captivity captive.
Vaizotapa utapwa.
So it is given for you, my brother.
Zvakapuwa kwauri hama.
To take captivity captive.
Kutapa utapwa.
Praise be the name of the
Lord.
Don't fear the devil.
The
devil is afraid of you.
Diabhori anotokutya iwe.
Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
That
other night we were told to say he is just a mere bluff. A scarecrow he is.
Angori chimashanga chekuchishidzira shiri mumunda.
Hanzi babudo.
Asi ebabun.
Babudo rakazotoziva kuti aiwa. Asi munhu uyu.
The baboon later understood that this is not a real man. Can we be outwitted by a baboon?
This should challenge somebody's
faith.
Hallelujah. To say today,
what in us?
Before I leave,
this is the Buddha.
Oh, my situation should have changed.
Chimiro changu chinenge chashanduka.
Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says,
Prophet Arnold.
In the message, perseverance.
Mumaridzo inonzi kutsungirira.
Mumwe akambonzi uri mbwa.
One was told you are a dog.
But akaziva kuti no.
But she understood that.
Even ndikatonzi ndiri mbwa.
Though I am called a dog.
Hazinditadzise kutora zviri zvangu.
It doesn't prevent me from taking what is mine.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes we have to persevere. We have to persist. You are prayed for. The problem is still there. Prayed for again is still there. Don't give up. Persevere until you get that wish you are requesting. I enjoyed this quote when I was reading it.
Daropafadzwa nemashoko aya
pandanchimaverenga 105 the prophet says
paragraph 105 prophet anoti
I was reading the other day where a man said the devil got before him
ndanchiverenga rimwe zuva pamwe nemwe murume akati diabhori ndiye akamubata
a and said he was just a little, a bit old devil. He said, boo.
Akati anzi kangangorika demoni kadiki kakauya kakamuti boo.
That's a devil.
Did you abhor him?
I said, I jumped back.
Anzi ndaka jamba.
And said, he said, boo.
The anzi akati boo.
I jumped back.
Ndaka jamba ndikaenda shure.
Every time he would holler, boo.
Pose pai danidzira kuti boo.
And I would jump back, he would get
bigger. Aiva akura.
And I get littler.
Inu ndoro andaramba ndichita mudiki.
And I said, he kept saying, boo.
Anzi diabori akaramba achiti boo.
Said, I'll get smaller each time when I jump back.
Ndairamba ndichita mudiki pose pandaienda shure.
And he'll get bigger.
Iye diabori achikura.
Said, I know I had to fight him after a while. I looked around. Thought, I found the word of God. Said, I rolled it in my hand. And the devil said, boo. And I said, boo back. And said, when I said, boo back, each time I said,
boo,
he gets smaller and I got bigger.
Aita,
you've got to fight him soon or later. So don't cower when he bulls on you, my brother, my sister. Look right him in the face. Whatever he is saying to you, do the same. If he is twisting his eyes or his face, do the same to him. I remember when we were growing.
And
I don't know if it's still happening these days. There were some little girls. If you say something that, you know, does not please her, and she really wants to tell you to say, don't you ever say this. She
will
just twist her face in such a way.
No,
for sure you'll never repeat something like that to her. We're looking for sisters like that. We're also looking for brothers like that. The devil has to know. To say, on this brother, on this sister, no, I don't do things like this. Not to say if there's something that has to be said, a lie. Demons will be like grade 1 students. They'll be doing like this if they know the answer, raising their hands. Because they know. If I go to sister so and so, she's very good at telling lies. If I go to brother so and so, he will easily spread that lie. But today we are saying, we are taking captivity captive. Devils, they have to know. If I go with my lie to brother so and so or sister so and so, that's the end of that lie. Why do we lie? No, if I would ask, why do we lie? You know for sure, you will have to make it right. Not for sure. You'll have to make it right. So you rather tell that brother or that sister to say, brother, can I take you to that brother so that this story which you are telling me, he can confirm it. After he confirms it, then I'll spread it.
And
it's very easy for lies to spread.
And it's really nyore kuti nema dzitenderere.
7 times they'll do the rounds.
Ah, nema inotenderera kanomwe.
While the truth is still tying its shoelace.
Eh, chokwadi chichiri kusunga boots.
So if you see something spreading up that too quick, realize, Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, you won't go to heaven by saying, You were the first one to spread things too quick.
Aisi qualification yekupinda nayo denga kuti ndiwakatanga kushambadzira imwe nyaya.
Today we are talking about taking captivity captive.
Nasi tikutaura nyaya yekutapa utapwa.
If spreading stories, it was also another thing that was troubling you. Today you are privileged. We are taking captivity captive.
Saka kana iri nyaya yekushambadzira zvinhu pachechi yanga iri yerukukunetsa. Nasi tiri kuti tiri kutapa utapwa.
It's a devil.
A demon.
You might not want it.
No, for
sure, there are some people who also, you know, so some people might even just say, okay, I was just walking. And somehow, I don't know how my hand just ended up in somebody else's pocket. It is a demon.
A demon.
Which we need to cast out.
No,
we are saying take in captivity captive. If you don't want it, today we take in captivity captive. Praise be the name of the Lord. Allow me to read another quote. The prophet says,
Prophet Arnold,
paragraph 42, Elijah and the meal offering.
Elijah, nechi,
you know, there we could get a lesson from that. That if you have been prayed and met all the requirements that God requires you to meet,
kutikana wana matirwa, uye waita zviga zvese nezvirango zvinodikanwa naMwari,
and still he's silent,
asimoramba vanyerere,
he doesn't say anything,
Mwari havana chavari kutaura,
and yet you have met his requirements,
asi iwewo waita zvirango zvese.
Now, what happens then? If you know that you've met his requirements,
iwewo ukaziva kuti waita zvirango
zvinodikanwa naMwari, and you've done that which you know to do, then your faith doesn't waver. It just says still and thinks positive. Faith takes its everlasting grip around the rock of ages. It doesn't move. That great fellow called faith, I often say
it,
faith has got hairs on the chest.
Kutenda kune mamvere pachipfuva.
When he speaks,
kana kutenda kwataura,
everything else shut up.
Zvimwe zvose zvinonyarara.
When faith says shut up,
kutenda kukati nyarara,
then everything stops.
Zvinhu zvose zvinomira.
Because he is the boss.
Nekuti kutenda ndiye boss.
We want to unlock the boss today.
Tinoda kutupfunura boss nhasi.
We know so many bosses.
Isu tinoziyana basa vakawanda.
But the prophet is telling us of one boss.
Asi muprofita ari kutiudza umwe mukuru webasa.
Who has got hairs on the chest.
Ane mamvere pachipfuva.
Even when another one says something.
Kana pakaita umwe anotaura.
That boss, when he says shut up,
mukuru webasa akati nyarara,
you have to shut up.
Unofanira kutonyarara.
Even in the natural selves,
kunyange pa nyama chaipo,
at work,
kumabasa,
when your boss says something,
kana basa vakataura,
sometimes you might know to say, okay, my idea is better than that of the boss.
Nguva unenge uchiziva kuti iwe pfungwa yawe nayo iri nani kudarika yemukuru webasa.
But him, because he is the boss,
asi nekuda kwekuti ndiwo mukuru pabasa,
whatever then he says,
chero zvavataura mukuru,
prevails.
Ndizvo zvinozoitwa.
But I'm telling you this morning, my brother, my sister,
whatever
anyone says, whatever boss faith says, boss faith, whatever boss faith says, it should prevail. It doesn't matter what the circumstance says. But when faith says, shut up, it has to shut up. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says again,
if the
message a hidden life in Christ,
hidden life in Christ,
there is where the church is failing.
In
one place,
Zimbo,
overcoming temperance,
kukunda, kusa, kutaza kuzidzora,
temper,
asha,
Overcoming differences.
Kukunda kusawirirana.
Overcoming church prejudice.
Kukunda kusawirirana.
Overcoming hatred.
Kukunda ruvengo.
Many people tonight.
Vanhu vakawanda nhasi.
Who shout and speak in tongues and run up and down the aisle.
Vanhu vanodzira nekutaura nendimi nekumhanya pa aisle.
Yet hate their neighbor.
Asi vanovenga muvakidzani
wavo. By tonight we are saying.
Asi manherani tiri
kuti. We are taking captivity captive.
Tiri kutapa utapwa.
Whatever it is.
Chero chingava chizvacho.
Even if it is what the prophet is saying, hate your neighbor.
Kana iri nyaya iri kutaura nemuprofita yekuvenga muvakidzani wako.
Failing to control your temper.
Uchitadza kudzora hasha dzako.
But today we are saying, we are taking captivity captive.
Tiri kutapa utapwa.
By the time you leave here, if you want it,
kana uyo panguva yauchazobuda munhu kana uchida,
your hate should disappear.
Kuruvengo rwako unofanira
kuwasha. Your temper should run away.
Hasha dzako dzinofanira dzatiza.
Because it is said,
nekuti zvakanzi,
you have to take captivity captive.
Unofanira kutapa utapwa.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashe ngari kudzwe.
The prophet talking about faith again.
Muprofita ari kutaura nezvekutenda zvakare.
In the message why Christ speak.
Mumharidzo inonzi unochemei taura.
He says, for you see,
hanzi munoona,
faith sees what God wants done.
Kutenda kunoona zvinodikanwa naMwari kuti zviitwe.
Not what you want done, but what God wants done.
Asi zvinonzi naMwari ngazviitwe.
Oh, I hope this goes in.
Ndotenda kuti mazvibata.
Faith doesn't look at the present time.
Kutende hakutarise zvenguva ino.
Faith doesn't see this year.
Kutende hakuone zviri pano izvi.
Faith looks to what see God wants.
Kutende kunoona zviri kuda kuitwa naMwari.
And it works accordingly.
Kutenda koshanda maringe neizvozvo.
That's what faith does.
Ndozvinoitwa nekutenda.
It sees what God wants.
Kutenda kunoona zvinoda kuitwa
naMwari. And what God wants done.
Uye zvinoda kuitwa naMwari.
And faith operates through that.
Kutenda koshanda nezvinoda kuitwa naMwari.
What is faith?
Kutenda chii?
Faith is a long range vision.
Kutenda kuona zviri mberi.
It doesn't lower its sight.
Hakuone zviri pedyo.
Did you hear that?
Mazinzwa here.
It is a long range vision.
Kutenda kuona zviri mberi.
It doesn't lower its sight.
Kutenda hakutarise zviri pedyo.
It holds on to the target.
Kutenda kunonyatsonanga.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you have a target,
kana iwe une pauda kunanga,
if you are saying,
kana uri kuti,
hate has to go,
ruvengo ngaruende,
you hold on to that target.
Iwe ramba wakananga ruvengo urwu.
Any good shooter knows that.
Chero wese mupfuri anoziva.
The telescope is a binocular.
Kuti kagirazi kaeke pamusoro ipeputi.
That you don't look around here.
Kuti hautarise zviri pedyo.
So when you have got binoculars.
Kana uine mabinocular iwe.
You don't use binoculars to see something that is very close to you.
Haushandise mabinocular kutarisa kana kuona chinhu chiri pedyo newe.
But that which is far.
Asi kuti uone chinhu chiri kure.
So you might be sick or you might have issues. Those things are nearer to you.
Unogona ngochirwara pamwe une zvinhu zvauinazvo zvinhu zviri pedyo newe izvo.
But the binoculars of faith.
Asi mabinocular ekutenda.
Will make you see that which is far.
Achakuita kuti uone zviri mberi.
It you will see you are healed. Even before you are healed.
Ndaporeswa kunyange usati watopora.
You don't have money in your pocket.
Hauna mari muhomwe.
But this binocular of faith.
Asi binocular inonzi kutenda.
It will ensure that you see the resources that are far away.
Ichaita kuti uone mari iri mberi.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Stawa rashe ngari
kudzwa. Even sister, if you are saying, oh, I'm 25, 27, I'm still single.
Kunyange hanzvanzi muri kuti ndava 25, ndiri 27. Hapana brother vati vauya kwandiri.
Use this binocular of faith.
Shandisa binocular rinonzi kutenda.
You see your wedding. That is going to happen right into the future.
Muchaona muchato wako uri kuzoitika pamberi apo.
Maybe the brother is still asleep.
Pamwe hama ichiri yakarara zvayo.
Oh yeah, some brothers they do sleep.
Hakunyange hama dziripo dzinorara.
Oh brothers don't sleep.
Hama musanyanya kurara.
And also sisters.
Kunyange hanzvadziwo zvakare.
Use the binoculars of faith.
Shandisai ma binocular ekutenda.
To wake those brothers up.
Kumutsa hama dzivete idzi.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashe ngari kudzwe.
Yes, it's good to marry.
Hongu zvakanaka kuroora kana kuroorwa.
It is yes to be married as well.
Zvakanaka kuroorwa kana kuroora.
Hey brothers, if you don't marry,
ama mukasaroora,
there is one scripture that says it is not good.
Pane rimwe gwaro rinoti hazvina kunaka.
It is a quote.
Tiri kutotora kubva kune vamwe muzvinafundo.
Oh, so brothers, hey, learn.
Saka hama dzangu dzidzai.
Do that which is good.
Itai zvakanaka.
Don't do that which is not good, eh?
Haipona kuita zvisina kunaka.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Starashe ngari kudzwe.
Oh, we're just going through on the sides.
Tiri kumbopfuura nekuSamaria.
I liked it when I heard the prophet saying that way.
Ndakafara pandakanzwa muprofita achitaura nenzira iyo.
And faith, okay, and faith does that.
Kutendana ndo zvakunoita.
Faith picks up God's binoculars.
Kutenda kunotora mabinocular amwari.
Both of them,
ose ari maviri.
Both sides, the new and the old.
Ari maviri,
New and Old Testament.
Testament ekare ne testament
ejo. And sees every promise that he made.
Oona vimbiso dzose dzakataurwa namwari.
And faith sees it out yonder.
Kutenda kwozviona zviri mberi uko.
And faith chooses that regardless of what the present tense says.
Kutenda kunosaridza zviri mberi uko zvisinei basa kuti zviripo zvakamira sei.
He looks at the end.
Anotarisa magumo.
He don't drop his sights down to look at this away.
Kutenda hakutarise zviri pedyo iye zvino.
He looks out yonder.
Anotarisa zviri mberi.
He keeps the crosshair dead center on the word.
Anonyatsonangisa bainokura yake pashoko. Ndozvinoitwa nekutenda.
That's the faith that's in a man.
Ndokutenda kuri mumunhu.
That does those things.
Anoita zvinhu izvozvo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter the situation, my brother, my sister. Your faith should declare that no, this habit or this issue, to me, I don't want it. As long as you don't want it, and approach God in sincerity, the whole of heaven will back you up. Praise the Lord. I'll read again. Israel in the church. I can hear a paragraph 124. I can hear Jesus Christ say, I am the virgin born Son of God. I came from the ivory palaces of my father. And I came to earth. And on the earth is bathed this morning with my blood that I gave. And I paid the price of death, sin and hell. Give me those keys.
Hallelujah.
I am taking over from here on. Praise be the name of the Lord. That's exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ did. He said, I am taking over. As a son, as a daughter of Jesus Christ, you can also say the same today. You say, I am taking over.
A
situation, you have the right to take over. You kept the people in bondage. You have kept them in fear and everything else. But I will take over from this old.
Hallelujah.
Took them off and hung them on his own side. Pushed him back in hell and walked away. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You have that right, my brother. You can also kick away demons. It is possible. Our Lord Jesus Christ did it. He made the way.
vakagadzira nzira.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Ishe
the mighty conqueror,
Mukundi Mukuru,
since he rent the veil into two,
kubaba vakabvarura jira rikava.
Lo, behold him in full view.
Takwanza kunyatsovaona zvizere.
The mighty conqueror rose up and said,
Mukundi Mukuru akamuka akati,
he who was dead,
tini uyo anga akafa,
is alive again.
Uyo mupenyu
zvakare. And I'm alive forevermore.
Ndiri mupenyu nekusingaperi.
And have the keys of death and hell.
Uye ndine makii erufu nekuhena.
Hallelujah. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. I have got the keys of the resurrection. And I will raise him up in the last days. That satisfies me. Amen. I am he. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. He died for you, he died for me, so that you can take captivity captive. Amen.
Amen.
God commissioning Moses.
Mari vachituma Moses.
Show on paragraph 13.
Paragraph 13.
Sure, we're going to take over now. I just like that. Not to put it forward, but he's saying we're taking over now. Just as long as God says so, amen, that settles it.
Amen.
If God says so, you can do it. Is that right? Well, then just take over right now. And tell the devil that he ain't going to have no more to do with us. Every sick person going to be healed. Every blinded eyes going to be opened. Every deaf is going to hear. Every dumb tongue is going to speak. Every sinner is going to fall at the platform and give their hearts to Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. We are going to take over. God give it to us. Go on over and take over. You are given, my brother, my sister. This is up to you to go over and take over. Praise be the name of the Lord. It reminds me of Paul and Silas. They were in jail, they were put in jail.
Vakanga vari mutorongo, vakanga vasungwa.
And then they realized, no, but we should take captivity captive.
Ndo vacherechedza kuti tinofanira kutapa hutapwa uhu.
Do you believe that?
Munozvitenda here?
Yes, they believed it. They started singing.
Vakazvitenda vakatanga kuimba.
At midnight again.
Pakati peusiku zvakare.
I just want to challenge this demon of people waking up at 12 o'clock taking
meds.
No, it's not possible, my brother. My sister. If we are Christians, believed Malachi 4, when Paul and Silas at midnight, they did not wake up to take tablets. They woke up and say, no, we give praises. Oh, they started giving praises. Hallelujah. We started singing. Hallelujah. That is what we are supposed to do. And if you do that, God will take over. Oh, what did the prophet say? He says, let's go over and take over. In jail. They were prisoners. Paul and Silas. But they said, we are going to take over. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. I think let's read it. In the book of Acts chapter
16.
No, we have to feel sorry for demons and not for demons to feel sorry for us.
No,
it's true.
Yes, it
is true. You hear from this encounter. If you really know your rights as a
Christian,
no, don't let the devil just play ball with you. Verse
25,
we could have started earlier on. Okay. Or maybe let's just, so that people get the context. We'll read from 22. And the multitude, so that's Acts chapter 16:22.
Mabasa 16:22.
And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them.
Ipapo vanhu vazhinji vakavamukira vose, vatongi vakavabharura nguo dzavo, vakarayira kuti varohwe neshamu.
And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely.
Zvino vakati vavarova zvikuru, vakavaisa mutorongo, vakarayira murindi wetorongo kuti avachengete kwazvo.
So these then, they are now captive.
Zvino ava vavasungwa, Paulo na Silas.
But they realized there is a promise of taking captivity captive. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks.
Akati arayirwa kudaro, akavaisa mutorongo yemukati, akasunga makumbo avo mumatanda.
What happened at midnight? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And
saying
praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bent were loosed.
Naizozo neyo dzeimba dzikazunguzwa. Pakarepo mukova yose imba ikazarurwa nemisungo yavose ikasununguka.
12 midnight.
Pakati pousiku.
You give praises to the Lord.
Uchirumbidza Ishe wako.
You take captivity captive.
Utapa utapwa.
And the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep, you see, he was asleep.
Ipapo murindi wetorongo akapepuka. Muri kuona anga akatovata.
And seeing the prison doors were open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled.
Ndokuona mukova yetorongo yakazaruka, akazomura munondo wake, akada kuzviuraya achiti vasungwa vatiza.
But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here."
Ipapo Paulo akadanidzira nezwi guru akati, "Usazvikuvadza, nokuti tose tiri muno."
Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell before Paul and Silas. Oh, look, this situation is turned. He was the one who was called the jailer. And Paul and Silas, they were called prisoners.
Paulo na Silas, vakanga vachinzi vasungwa.
But we see the jailer coming,
trembling,
and falling down before the people who were called prisoners. We are talking taking captivity captive. Praise be the name of the Lord. And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house."
Vakati tenda kuna Ishe Jesu ugoponeswa iwe nemhuri yako.
And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house.
Vakaparidza shoko raMwari kwavari vose nevaiva muimba yake.
And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all he straight away.
Akavatora nenguva iyoyo usiku aka geza mavanga avo ndokubhabhatidzwa pakarepo iye navose vake.
And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
Akaenda navo mumba make ndokunoisa zvokudya pamberi pavo akavhara zvikuru iye nemhuri yake yose achitenda kuna Mwari.
That's what happens when we take captivity captive.
Those zvinoitika tikatapa hutapwa.
The other prisoners,
vamwe vasungwa,
they could not partake of this.
Havana kukwanisa kunodya izvi.
Only those who realized.
Avo vega vaingwa kacherechera.
To say at midnight.
Kuti pakati peusiku.
You sing praises.
Unoimba dzimbo
dzokurumbidza. You pray to the Almighty.
Unonamata kuna Mwari wamasimba ose.
And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeants saying, let those men go.
Zvino kwakati kwaedza vatongi vakatuma mapurisa vachiti sunungurai vanhu ava. Vanhu vaya.
And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace.
Murindi wetorongo akaudza Paulo mashoko iwaya achiti vatongi vatuma shoko kuti musunungurwe. Naizvozvo budai henyu zvino muende norugare.
But listen to what Paul says.
Achiteerera zvakataurwa naPaulo.
But Paul said unto them,
asi Paulo akati kwavari,
they have beaten us openly.
Vakatirova pachena.
Uncondemned,
isu vanhu varoma,
being Romans,
tisina kuto,
and they cast us in prison,
vakatiisa mutorongo,
and do they thrust out us privately?
Zvino voda kutibudisa chinyarare here?
Nay,
kwete, aiwa,
verily,
kwete.
But let them come themselves and fetch us out.
Ngavauye vamene vatibudise.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Ratisajairirwa namadhimoni.
Let's not be belittled by demons.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We like what Paul did.
Ndinofarira zvaitwa naPaulo izvi.
Boldness.
Ushingi.
To say we are not going.
Hatisi kuzobuda.
In any case, it's not them who had freed them. Remember this majesty they had commanded to say put them in prison.
Now they are
saying you can let them go. Who freed me? It is when I was praying at midnight. Now you want to get the honor. And for to make it worse, when you put us in prison, it was a public affair. Now you want to release us. You want to do it privately. No. Come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Our God is so wonderful. We should not fear for our God. Especially if we know we are on His word. We are doing His will. We should not be afraid.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
38.
And the surgeons told these words unto the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans.
Mapurisa akaudza vatongi mashoko iwayo vakatya vachinzwa kuti vaRoma.
And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city.
Vakasvika vakakumbira zvikuru kwavari vakavabudisa ndokukumbira kuti vabve muguta ravo.
I like such kind of a faith.
Ndinofarira mhando yekutenda kwakadai kuti huyai imi matongi.
They thought they were so precious. They thought they were so powerful.
Vaifunga kuti vakakosha, vaifunga kuti vane simba.
But they had to come and talk nicely.
Asi vakatoburuka kubva kwavanga vari vakauya kutaura nana Paulo zvakanaka.
Kuti tinokumbirawo.
We kindly ask you.
Chibudai muende zvenyu.
Please you go out of the prison.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarase ngari kuti.
If Christians know their place.
Kana vaKristu vachiziva nzvimbo yavo.
If they know where they stand.
Vachiziva pavakamira.
They are not tossed up and about.
Havazunguzwe vachingoenda kwese kwese.
Not even any wind of doctrine.
Chero nedzidziso ipi zvayo yauya.
Even soothsayers.
Kana nevamwe vauki.
They are not moved.
Havazunguzwe.
Because they know where they stand.
Nekuti vanoziva pavakamira.
Even if it comes, they take that captivity captive.
Kunyange kana zvikauya vanozvitora vozvitapa.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngari kudzwe.
The prophet says,
Prophet Arnold,
in the message preparations, maybe before that, talking about the prophet, he took captivity captive. He wanted to eat beans and onion. But it will make him sick. But he wanted to enjoy that. He was a prisoner. But he realized, I am the prophet of the age. If I am not going to take captivity captive, it means my whole race. It means my brothers, my sisters, they will not be able to do the same. Therefore, he said, I'm going to take captivity captive. I'm going to put a mouthful of beans and onion.
Paragraph 76.
Experiences the prophet says.
Muzitiko zemprofita.
I took that big mouthful of beans and an onion.
Dakatura musebe we beans ne onion.
Great big chomp of that cornbread. And I started on it. Medu
chikuru che chingwa ichi. Dikatanga kuchidya.
And I chewed it.
Dikatanga kutsenga.
It tasted pretty good, a little funny.
Kachaizo shinyatsonaka.
I hadn't eaten it over a year or anything solid. And when I swallowed the first mouthful, here it comes right back up again. When I did, I held my hand over my mouth to keep it from coming up. Yeah, sometimes we have to do that to enforce. Imagine he wanted to enjoy his meal. You put it in your mouth. It goes. It wants to come up. But I still want to enjoy. No, I like this faith of the prophet. He said, you are not coming up. When I throw you in, you should go in. True. Because he wanted to enjoy. Got me another spoonful till I eat the whole entire plate full of them. When I got up from the table, just got hold of my hand, just a sour of ashes, as it could be. Mother called doctor, said he will die. That's all there it is. One mouthful will kill him. But he had completed a whole plateful. If a spoonful will kill him, how about a plateful? Mother's love. Calling the doctor. My son is going to die. But this is the prophet of the age. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Here I was going across the floor, you know. How are you feeling? I said, wonderful. Fine. Did you hear that? Mother has called for a doctor.
Am I ever phoning a doctor?
To say my son is gonna die. Meanwhile, I hope the doctor coming on the way. Mother is asking son to say, how are you feeling? The son is saying, wonderful, fine. She said, you are about to die. I said, no, ma'am. Just swallowed as fast as I could. Praise be the name of the Lord. the story you know.
Munoziyanya yacho yese.
He did not die.
Havana kuzofa.
This is this message was preached in 1948.
Maridzo yakaparidzwa muna 1948.
The prophet did not die in 1948.
Prophet havana kufa muna 1948.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you can eat whatever you want, my brother, my sister. As long as you want it, you should be able to eat. Of course, as long if you don't want it, that's not a problem.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Let me read what I wanted to read. Paragraph 70.
Paragraph 70
of the message preparation.
Preparation.
I normally say when you hear the name Shamgar being mentioned, you know things are not well, but you also know victory is certain. So Shamgar, for me,
kwandirini,
is synonymous with taking captivity captive. He was a prisoner.
Akanga ari musungwa.
He would get his crops, his yield, put them in the granaries, whatever. But when it comes to time of partaking, that's when the enemy will come and take. I'm sure Sister Shamgar. I'm sure she had lost a lot of work. But Shamgar saw these people coming in.
As Shamgar, I own a man of a chuya
with big tummies.
Vaka, Vairemas tumba, Gurembera.
I'm sure if he would want to be given, if then they were not using rifles.
I suppose.
He will have to ask somebody to give it to him because the tummy is so big that he will not be able to reach for his
spear.
But this was out of the sweat of Shamgar. At the same time, Sister Shamgar, she would walk so slowly because the wind might perhaps even take her off because not because the husband Shamgar was a lazy man, but he was so industrious. But the Philistines will come and take his produce. But then he realized, I am an Israelite. I have the right of taking captivity captive. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, if you don't realize it, if you don't take the opportunity, your wife will be such a weakling. And you too, and other people will be feasting on your labor. But praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says, oh, my, aren't you tired, mother? Aren't you, sister? Sick and tired of the devil telling me I can't walk. I can't do this, I can't do that. God bless your heart. All things are possible to them that believe. Shamgar said, I am sick and tired of it. I am not a warrior.
And this angu
musoja. The war, the odds is against me. No matter How much odds is against you? God is for you if you take His word. There is one thing I know. I am an Israelite. That is an uncircumcised Philistine. I know I am a child of God tonight. I know diseases, they come from the devil. I know God promised me victory. Yes, sir. I feel awfully good.
Is
my God-given privilege. I am still tonight in America, where I can preach it, enjoy it, thank the Lord for it. We are still in Zimbabwe, where we can still preach it.
He
is righteous indignation rolls. He grabbed that ox god and jumped through the window and challenged 600 Philistines and beat their heads in. Not a warrior, but he was an Israelite. He was circumcised. And if you tonight, you are circumcised by the Holy Ghost, you don't have to be train to be a warrior. God bless your heart. Claim your God-given privilege and beat their heads in. Get away, Satan. Kick him out of the way. I am the guy that's taking over now. I am taking over now. I am taking over now. Not tomorrow. I am taking over now. If you believe it, my brother, speak it into existence. Take over now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Watch him scatter. Brother, when you use your faith on him, he will back out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You say boo-hoo to him.
Boo, Satan.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Just like David,
Sir David,
he realized, oh yes, I am David.
David.
Yeah, sometimes you even have strength in your name. Tell the devil your name. Tell them I'm not Zive.
Tell them, don't you know me?
Ah, that's what we should do, brother. And they know you. When our Lord Jesus Christ was walking on earth, demons had to make a prayer request. Because they knew he had the power. And their prayer request was given. Oh, brother, brother, sister. Aren't you also ashamed today to say if a demon was granted the request? How about your request? Even it has been outstanding for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Or go to God and say, Lord, if you gave demons their request, how about me? You went from heaven, come here on the earth, went on Calvary for me, and I have a prayer request. Oh, I tell you, he will not deny you. He will not deny you. He will give you your request. Praise be the name of the Lord. We are sick and tired of Goliath and their boss. Give me a man, give me a man. Oh, brother.
Ama.
We should tell those Goliaths, you are not circumcised. I am circumcised. You have no right to challenge me. Thank you, Jesus Christ. If you just show that faith, it is certain you will take captivity captive.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 9.
Baba Sachitauko 9.
There is a story there. Pane nyaya
iripo.
Verse 36.
Verse 36.
Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named
Tabitha,
which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did.
Ndokuti Dorcas kana zvichishandura iye waishingaira zvikuru pamabasa akanaka nezvipo.
Came to pass those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber.
Zvinona mazuva iwayo iye akarwara ndokufa. Vakati vamushambidza vakamuisa muimba yokumusoro.
For as far much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them.
Zvino Lydia zvakanga uri pedyo neJoppa, vadzidzi vakati vanzwa kuti Petro uripo, vakatumira kwaari vanhu vaviri kuti vandokumbira zvikuru kwaari vachiti, usanonoka hako kuuya kwatiri.
Then Peter rose and went with them, and when he came, they brought unto him upper chamber, and the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the cloths and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them.
Ipapo Petro akasunuka akaenda navo. Wakati asvika vakamuisa kuimba yokumusoro, chirikadzi dzose dzikamira naye dzichichema. Vakamuratidza zvokufuka nenguo zvavakanga vaitirwa naDorcas achiri navo.
You can pick from there, it is good to do good.
Muri kutozvibata kubva panyaya yekuti zvakanaka kuita zvakanaka.
They were showing the garments which Dorcas had made for them.
Vakanga vachiratidza nguo dzakanga dzagadzirwa naDorcas.
But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up.
Zvino Petro akavabudisa panze vose akafugama akanyengetera ndokutendeukira kumutumbi akati, Tabitha, muka. Akasvinura meso ake. Zvino vakati achiona Petro akagara.
And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he called the saints and widows, presented her alive.
Akamubata noruoko rwake akamusimudza akadana vatsvene nechirikadzi akamuisa pamberi pavo ari mupenyu.
Why Peter believed?
Sei Peter akatenda.
Believe that you take captivity captive.
Tenda kuti unokwanisa kutapa hutapwa.
Our dear sister Dorcas,
hanzvadzi yedu inokosha Dorcas,
she was taken captive of death.
Akatapwa nerufu.
But Peter realized,
asi Petro akacherechedza,
he can take captivity of that which had taken over our precious sister.
Chinhu changa chatapa hanzvadzi yedu.
And she was presented alive.
Akapuwa kwavari ari mupenyu.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rashengari kudzwa.
So brother and sister, let's live right.
Saka hama hanzvadzi ngatiraramei
zvakanaka. Such that when the time of need comes,
kuitira kuti kana nguva yekuzodikanwa yasvika,
people are able to say when they're praying,
vanhu vanokwanisa kuti kana vachinamata,
to say, Lord,
Ishe,
this is your daughter.
Uyu mwanasikana wenyu.
This is your son.
Uyu mwanakomana wenyu.
He did this for me.
Vakandiitira ichino chicho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, that good deed
hongu mabasa akanaka iwayo
will also be able to stand for you.
Anokwanisa kukumiririra iwe.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Zita rashengari kudzwe.
I'll read the prophet says in the message preparation.
Maridzo preparation prophet anotaura
izvo. Paragraph 76. Talking about Goliath.
Vachitaura pamusoro paGoliath.
These days Goliath is not the physical stature of him, Goliath.
Mazuano Goliath, Ausi, Uambra Makaka, Wake Goliath.
You can name your own Goliath.
Iwe unogona kutoziva Goliath wako.
You know it.
Unotomuziva.
To say this one, oh yeah, this is my Goliath.
Kutaiwa iri ndo Goliath rangu.
And people, and you are afraid of him.
Iwe uchitomutya.
In this natural Goliath, he was just saying, give me a man.
By me
saying, give me a man, you see men, they were running away, hiding in caves. Real men will run away. By the name of Goliath, he stood up there, a great, big, barely fellow about four times the size of an ordinary man. Wow. He was not a small man. So you can understand why people were running away. Look at a normal man. Multiply that by four. That's Goliath.
Dear Goliath.
And he says, give me a man. No, with all natural faculty, they are justified to run away and hide.
Tikatarisa pamafungiro edu nemanzwiro mashanu, vanhu ava vanga vaine kodzero yekutiza.
Then he said, I will make a deal with you.
Ndobva ati uya chiuya tichitaurirana.
No deals with the devil.
Atiite madiri na diaboli.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, if he said just a devil, just make.
Kana ringori demoni ingorova.
I will tell you what I will do. Let's not fight all these men.
Gati sarwe ima soja Yesaya.
Kill all these men.
Kana kuuraya wa soja Yesaya.
You just choose one man out of your group and send him over here. If I kill him, you'll save us, sure?
And ingosaro za emurume mwechete kubva pamasoja enyu ndikarwa naye ndikamuuraya imi mwa varanda vedu.
Using natural eyes,
Goliath,
he was right. That was a nice deal he was presenting. Because he knew he was going to prevail over any man. The big smart brag, because he had the odds, he said, if he kills me, then we'll save you.
Achitaura achidada kudaro nokuti aiziva kuti anokunda akati kana akandiuraya isu tova varanda venyu.
Some of you come over here and find, oh, 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 oh. I'm sure even the voice, it was such a thunder.
Vamwe venyu mauya pano kuzorwa, ha, 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 ha. Ndotenda paidaro, paitotinhira.
Multiply the voice of a normal man by four. That was the voice.
Ingopeta kana izwire murume mumwe chete.
But I like what the prophet says. Paragraph 79. He happened to roar before the wrong man one time. Little David turned around and said,
Davita mudiki akatende uka akati.
What this?
Chiko ichi.
What's going over there?
Chiko chiri kumboitika uko.
Who is that big scarecrow standing up there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He did not regard him as a man. He just
said,
that's a scarecrow. We want brothers and sisters like that. With faith like that of David. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You mean to tell me that you guys, oh my goodness, no. I like David.
David.
He will challenge status quo. Listen to his words. Oh my. You mean to tell me that you guys will stand around and let that uncircumcised Philistine defy the armies of the living God? And when he said that loose, the Holy Ghost got a hold of that little old stone and picked up the speed about 1,000 miles per second.
Hallelujah.
And struck that giant between the face. Hallelujah. Look at the speed of God. When a stone is picked is in God's hand. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. God was just waiting for David just to throw or to sling this.
Marivanga wango mirira David kuti ango visa chivi chake kana kukanda dombo.
As soon as the stone went out of David,
dombo parakangobva pana David,
God then picked it up. And he gave it speed. Brother, he was surprised even there, giant
Goliath.
He thought maybe the stone was still in David's hand. Oh, brother. 1,000 miles per second. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. I like a God like this. Who defies all odds. Who takes captivity captive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, it just reminds me of a story my lecturer told me a couple of years when in about a student by the name John Mark.
John Mark.
So that's a long time ago. So I think it was closed soon after independence. So people were going for Form 1. They were big. So he said, yeah. So he said this Form 1 guy, John Mark, went to school. He was big. So when he went there, so some people, you know, there are these bullies and bully behavior. So they started to ill-treat him. And they poured water on his bed. So the first night he could not sleep. He was just sitting on the bed because it was wet. And a lot of things happened. They were just ill-treating him. So the lecturers then said, after 2 weeks, so they went to the dining hall
where they were going.
Yes. So deliberately, John Mark went late to the dining hall. All the students, they were seated, taken their positions. The boarding master was there too.
Boarding master aripo.
So he just walked in, you know, Form 1, 2 weeks old at school.
Form 1, anima sondo mairi, aripa chikoro, Form 1.
And then he said, attention everybody. Form 1. Form
1.
2 weeks old.
And 2 weeks.
Then the boarding master said, John Mark, we don't do this at school. You listen to authority.
John
you
Mark,
obey authority.
Boarding master said, John Mark, ati tezozo pachikoro, unoterera vakuru vako.
Then he said, boarding master.
And the boarding master.
When the people were ill-treating me, you were not there for me.
Vanhu pavanga vachindi bata zvisirizvo, hamuna kundimiririra.
Listen to what I want to say.
Then he said,
anyone who ill-treated me, come form a line here. I want to take my revenge. Form 1, 2 weeks old. Then the boarding master, he said, no, John Mark, we don't do this here.
Boarding master, John Mark, we don't.
Then he said, boarding master,
boarding master,
when they ill-treated me, you were never there for me.
Of course,
if you want to take this issue as yours, I will deal with you first. The boarding master, he started walking towards John Mark. He thought he was just putting, you know, a joke or
John Mark ari kuita zvekutamba.
When he reached in the vicinity of John Mark,
boarding master vakasvika pedyo na John Mark,
he was given a hefty, strong fist and he fell down.
Vakapuwa chematsenga nzungu vakawira pasi.
Then he said,
ndobva ati,
did you hear my announcement?
Manzwa here zvandanyatsotaura.
I said, those who ill-treated me,
ndati vese vakanditira utsinye,
come make a line here.
Uyai muite mutsara apa.
I want to take my revenge.
Ndoda kutsiva nhasi.
Of course.
Hongu.
If you don't want to come,
kana usingade kuuya,
I will come to you.
Ndichauya kwauri.
According to the lecture, what he says,
pane zvatakataurwa nalecture,
within a short time,
panguva pfupi pfupi,
a queue formed.
Vakaita queue apa.
Then John Mark started.
John Mark akatanga.
He was just smoking, working.
Aingorova mbama.
Working.
Mbama. Mbama.
The greatest battle ever fought.
Wonder huru yati yamborwiwa.
Paragraph 427.
Paragraph 427.
The prophet says,
Prophet Daniel,
get away from me.
Ibva pandiri.
Work.
Murove mbama.
You cut him with the word.
Murove neshoko.
Whether it be a demon.
Kana rikava dhimoni.
Whether it be an enemy.
Kana akava muvengi.
Whether it be sickness.
Kana ukava urwere.
Whether it be a disease.
Kana chikava chirwere.
Whatever it is.
Chero zvachiri.
Take the word of God.
Tora shoko ramwari.
Put this word.
Waisa munondo.
And if you work it one time,
ukamurova kekutanga,
it don't seem to move.
Achisi kufamba.
Work it again.
Rova zvakare.
Work it again.
Rova zvakare.
Work it again.
Rova zvakare.
If work it until
rova kusvikira,
you chipped a hole through it.
Wabora buri ipapo.
Like John Mark.
Sa John Mark.
He was just working.
Aingorova mbama.
He was just working.
Aingorova chete.
That's what the prophet is telling us.
Ndo zvatiri kuzwa nemuprofita.
Any demon.
Chero demon.
Any sickness.
Chero urwere.
If it is on your way.
Kana chiri munzira
mako. You work it, my brother.
Aingorova hama.
If it doesn't move.
Kana chikasafamba.
You work it again.
Ramba uchirova.
You work it again.
Ramba uchirova.
Until it has to give way.
Kusvikira chatobva munzira.
Oh, church of God.
Church ya Mwari.
Bride of Jesus Christ.
Menga wa Jesu Kristo.
Do you have any situation?
Une here dambudziko.
Which you seem is impossible.
Rauri kufunga kuti harigone kupera.
My prophet tells me.
Muprofita wangu anondi.
You work it.
Igori rova.
You work it.
Rova dambudziko.
You work it.
Rova dambudziko.
It will have to give up.
Richafanira kutotiza.
If it says boohoo to you,
ukrikati boohoo kwauri.
You say boohoo, boohoo.
You say boohoo, boohoo.
Oh, it's time, my brother.
Yashika nguva hama.
Where you are saying?
Yaumbana kuti.
Like that cat.
Sekati.
That was chasing that mouse.
Sekiti yaitandanisa gonzo.
To say, where is that cake?
Kusvika pakuti gonzo
rakuti kiti iripi. Oh, I'm looking for a mouse today.
Ndikutsvaga gonzo.
That have got that vengeance.
Ine hushingi.
To say, I'm looking for that cake that was troubling me.
Ranga ichindineta.
That situation that was troubling me.
Dziko iro ranga richikuneta.
That hate that was troubling me.
Ruvengo ranga richikuneta.
Unclean living that was troubling me.
Wetina honga uchindineta.
Today we are saying,
nasi tiri
kuti, we are taking captivity captive.
Tiri kutapa hutapwa.
What is it that was troubling you?
Idambudziko ripi ranga richikuneta.
That thing that put you to be a prisoner.
Chinhu changa chichikuisa muhutapwa.
We are going for that very thing.
Tiri kutoendera chinhu ichocho.
We have to put that in a cage.
Tiri kufanira kuchiisa mucage.
You lock it up with a big lock.
Wobva wachisungira nekey hombe.
Throw the keys in the sea.
Wobva rasa makey mugungwa.
So your problem
dambudziko rako
should remain caged forever.
Unofanira kuramba riri mucage nekusingaperi.
Because you are the son and daughters of God.
Nekuti uri mwanakomana nemwanasikana wamwari.
What is your promise?
Vimbiso yako ndeyi.
You possess the gate of the enemy.
Uchatapa masuwe muvengi.
What is your gate, my brother?
Gete rako nderipi.
What is your gate, my sister?
Gete rako nderipi, hanzvadzi.
Oh, you have to take captivity captive.
Unofanira kutapa utapwa.
I challenge every demon in the name of Jesus Christ. It has no power, my brother. It has no power over you. Because the Lord died for you. He gave us that power. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We are sick and tired of living lives that we don't want. You should live a life that you want. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't live somebody else's life. Don't live a life influenced of the devil. Oh, we refuse that in the name of Jesus Christ. We take that captive in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Zinga goita say, Hamani Anjadi.
What else can you do, Hama, brother and sister?
You come to church sick. You go out sick.
What's
the purpose of even coming to church? What is it? Oh, I challenge your faith, my brother. I challenge you, my brother. Even some of you, you don't even have money for transport to go back home. I challenge you today. Oh, to say, I'm taking captivity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is a scripture, my brother. That's why we read it. To have somebody's faith challenged. Oh, I like my Lord. He allows situations to happen so that he shows what he is made out of. Oh, my brother, my sister, also show the devil what you are made out of. He wants you to cower down, but tell the devil to say, I'm taking captivity captive. There is no way I can live under my privileges. A brother and sister just talking 5 minutes, it's a quarrel. We are taking captivity captive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your environment should be conducive for angels to come in. If there is another environment, today we are saying we are taking captivity captive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, we are the ones to whom the ends of the world has come. Exploit we should display. Brother, you just say, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ, and it should happen. You are adopted sons and daughters. Remember what you speak. It is as good as the Father has spoken. If you hire, that person is hired. If you fire, that person is fired. So, brother and sister, you are not cheap. Your right is to take captivity captive and smite everything. If all the firstborns were smitten, yes, they had to be smitten. All your troubles should also be smitten. At the Red Sea, they took captivity captive. Yes. Even the Pharaoh and his chosen men, they were taken captive. They were under the water because they believed. You have the right to take captivity captive. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Let's
raise our feet. I believe somebody can take courage. Today, next week, I will get that which I've asked for. If it is my job, I am speaking to say I'm going to get it.
ndikutaura kuti ndichari wangu.
My marriage,
kana uri muchato wangu,
I'm starting to prepare.
Ndakutotanga kugadzirira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is faith.
Ndokunonzi kutenda.
Don't start preparing when the you have said yes to the brother.
Haikona kutanga kugadzira muchato kana wati hongu kuna brother.
Even if your husband is not believing, your wife not believing, start, if you are the wife, start ironing his clothes.
Kana uri murume kana mudzimai pamwe mumwe wako hatende, iwe uchitotanga kuto aina hembe dzake.
As the song leader prepares, looks for a song.
Muimbisi wedzimba achitigadzira kambwe kokuimba.
You start preparing his clothes.
Chitotanga kugadzira hembe dzake.
Because that is faith.
Nekuti ndokutenda ikoko.
Long range vision.
Kuona zviri mberi.
And before you realize it,
pasina kana nguva,
he will be asking you,
anenge akutokukumbira,
please don't leave me to church tomorrow.
Musazondisiya makuenda kuchechi mangwana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm touched.
Ndinobatikana.
To say, how can somebody leave a relative at home?
Kuti mumwe munhu anokwanisa kusiya hama yake kumba
and saying I'm going to church.
Oenda kuchechi.
I'm not saying forcing somebody to come to church.
Ina handisi kuti yo enda unomanikidza munhu kuti auye kuchechi.
For we don't force people to come to church.
Nekuti hatimanikidze vanhu kuuya kuchechi.
But
asi
today
nasi,
if you are saying I'm taking captivity captive for my loved ones,
ndiri kutapa hutapwa kuitira vadikani vangu,
it is possible today.
Zvinokwanisika nhasi.
The next service day you can come with your loved ones.
Service inotaura unogona kuuya nevadikani vako.
Because you have taken captivity captive.
Nekuti unenge watapa hutapwa.
The Lord Jesus Christ died not only for you, but he died for your loved one as well.
Jesu Kristu vanangofira iwe bedzi vakafirawo nemadikani vako.
If you are saying I'm sick and tired of living under my privileges, living a sinful life, the devil getting the better of me, today you are saying I'm taking captivity captive.
Kana uri kuti ndaneta nekurarama upenyu ndichishaiwa maropafadzo angu ndichirarama upenyu hwemutadzi hwakasviba, iti nhasi ndava kutapa hutapwa.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashengari kudzwe.